Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Simran Sirur, a senior correspondent with the Print. The current heatwave gripping the country is likely to continue unabated for the next 4 to 5 days, with temperatures touching 44 degrees in some states. It's unusual for India to experience heatwaves of this intensity so early in the year. Delhi, for example, has already seen 3 heatwave spells this summer, lasting several days. The Indian Meteorological Department says there's unlikely to be relief till around the 3rd of May, and the heatwave will continue to sweep through states like Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Telangana, Gujarat, and others. This intense heatwave comes just a month after March was found to be the hottest in over a century, recording an average maximum temperature of 33.1 degrees, the highest in 122 years. The current heatwave was made more likely because of climate change, say climate and meteorological experts, who add that we should expect to see such heatwaves more frequently in the future. A recent analysis by Dr. Mariam Zachariah and Dr. Frederick Otto of the Grantham Institute at the Imperial College of London linked the heatwave surging through the country with global warming and greenhouse gas emissions. The data, however, is still under review. In a statement, Dr. Zachariah said that without human-induced global warming, we would have seen this kind of heat just once in 50 years. But now it is, quote, a much more common event, one that we can expect to see once every 4 years. She added that unless net emissions are halted, heatwaves will continue to become even more common. In an email to the Print, she said the conclusion is in line with temperature extremes across the world, in that climate change has made this heatwave much more likely and intense. Data from the IMD shows that the number of heatwave days in India has steadily increased from 413 between the years 1981 and 1990 to 575 between 2001 and 2010 to 600 between 2010 and 2020. Dr. Otto, who leads the World Weather Attribution Group, a group that seeks to analyze and communicate the possible influence of climate change on extreme weather events, said activities like burning coal and fossil fuels have a role to play in the extreme heat India is faced with, and stressed that emissions needed to halt to prevent the problem from getting worse. Studies from the aftermath of a severe heatwave in Europe in 2003 found that early heatwaves were deadlier because of a lack of preparation. Dilip Mavlankar, director at the Indian Institute of Public Health in Gandhinagar, told the Print that the same logic would apply to India too, potentially making these early heatwaves more dangerous than previously thought. Because states don't anticipate such a severe heatwave, he says, they are left with less time to adapt. An analysis by the Center for Science and Environment of the IMD data from 11th March to 24th April this year shows Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh have experienced the most number of heatwave days at 25 each. Himachal Pradesh recorded 21 and Gujarat recorded 19, while Delhi recorded 15. To try and tackle the problem, the Indian government is working with 23 heatwave-prone states and 130 cities to develop a heat action plan, which is a guide to extreme heat planning. This was inspired by Ahmedabad's success in implementing such a plan in 2013. But the initial findings of a study funded by the National Disaster Management Authority, the body in charge of dealing with heatwaves and national disasters, found that they weren't being implemented as smoothly as they should. The study is likely to come out later this year, but preliminary findings say that most heat action plans in their current form lack focused hotspot-based interventions. Our heat action plans must ensure adaptation measures like public cooling areas, ensuring uninterrupted electricity, access to safe drinking water, and changing the work hours of laborers for the most vulnerable ones at the bottom of the pyramid, especially during extreme heat days, said Dr. Abhyant Tiwari, assistant professor and program manager at the Gujarat Institute of Disaster Management. That's all we have for you today. This is Simran Sirur. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the Print AM and visit our website to read our coverage. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode.